Join us on our podcast where the only thing hotter than the tea is the truth. And trust, we are not afraid to spill it. This is where politics meets plain talk.
No jargon, no fluff, just straight up conversations you can follow with your morning coffee or your evening tea. Listen in for hot takes and truths about how generation can affect politics and how each generation's point of view of political, economical, and social policies is different. Hi, I'm Riley.
I'm Maya.
And welcome to Spilling the Tea on Politics. Welcome to our very first episode. We finally did it. Today, we're brewing a strong pot covering GDP, tariffs, generational shifts, and even Biden's loan forgiveness.
We've also got interviews with folks from Gen X to Gen Z to hear how these policies hit home. So last episode, we gave you our spill or steep question. We asked you guys what you if U.S. economy was going to be our first episode or not. And spill was false, steep was true. And it is true. For those of you who guessed steep, you were correct.
Today's episode, Money, 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 is the first part of our U.S. economy series, Debt with a Capital D. Let's get on with it. So, now, important to note, none of this information is our own. We did do research on this. All of the sources that we used will be in the comments or description box below our episode. So, the very first section is GDP. Because not enough people know about GDP, to be honest.
What GDP is, honestly, this research helped me.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest, I didn't know what GDP was before I did research on this episode. So GDP is the gross domestic product. And just to establish a baseline from 1960 to 2023, because generational shifts and all that, it averaged $8,548.23 billion. That's just out there. So you're probably wondering, what is GDP? Oh my god. It's the end of the day. My throat is like so dry. It's the total value of all goods and services produced within a country's borders during a specific time period, most likely a year. It's actually not even most likely. It is a year. Really is. It's just a year. So to explain, because I was a little confused at first, so I feel like if we were confused, then y'all are probably confused. The total value of all cars, so this is just an example. Take the total value of all cars manufactured in the U.S., all the software developed in the U.S., and all haircuts given in the U.S., that would be included in the U.S.'s GDP for that year. The formula, I'm just going to be real quick about it. It's consumption plus investment plus government spending plus net exports, which is just exports minus imports. Consumption, that's pretty easy to guess. That's just household spending. Mm-hmm. So what consumers are consuming. So if I went to the store and I bought groceries or bought a car or whatever. Yeah. That would be consumption. Investment, this is just pretty much like what businesses will spend on capital goods. So, you know, your favorite chip brand, they got to spend money on stuff to make that chip brand.
Yes.
That would be their investment. Government spending, this is just what the government spends on stuff. That's literally all it is.
Yeah.
Goods and services. Hopefully not people. So net exports, it's just exports minus imports, and it's the net contribution of foreign trade to the economy. So exports is the total goods and services produced, in the country and then sold to other countries. Imports is the total goods and services produced in other countries that we buy. So jumping right into it, because we don't have a, because, like, we ain't trying to make this super long or anything.
Exactly. Yep.
GDP reached an all-time high of 27,720 $1.71 billion U.S. dollars in 2023, which is great. I mean, a high GDP is typically a great sign that you have a healthy economy, but a decline can be cause for concern in the first quarter of 2025. Just to make things simple for people, because I know some people will still get confused. The year GDP is broken into four quarters. 3 months plus 3 months plus 3 months plus 3 months. So the first quarter would be January, February, March. In the first quarter of 2025, the GDP has declined by 0.2%. This was caused by, you guessed it, April 2nd, when the stock market crashed.
Oh my goodness, that's my birthday.
So all the global stock markets crashed amid increased volatility following the introduction of new tariff policies by United States President Donald Trump during the start of his second term. Speaking of tariffs, I'm going to hand this over to Maya so she can tell you a little bit about that.
All right, so I'm going to give you a little bit of background. Like we said, you know, we researched, all sources will be in the description. So let me give you a little bit of background on what tariffs are.
Because not enough people know about them.
Exactly. This like, past- I know a little, but, you know.
This past election says otherwise.
Yes. a tariff is a tax imposed by the government on goods and services imported from other countries. So like Riley said during the GDP explanation, imported goods are goods made in other countries that we have purchased from them. Essentially, for those examples, essentially if one country raises tariffs on goods and services being exported to other countries, then those countries have to raise their tariffs as well. Because, you know, we all got to make money somehow.
And also, it's just to keep the economy balanced.
Yes.
You don't want another country to crash.
Exactly. So, for example, during his second term, Trump raised tariffs by 60% on China. And China, in turn, raised their tariffs or taxes by 50%.
I think I meant tariffs, not taxes. That was a typo.
Okay.
It's tariffs, not taxes.
Trump then raised their tariffs 145%, and then China raised tariffs to 25%. So, as you guys can see when I was explaining, once Trump had raised tariffs, you know, by 60 or 145%, China also did the same. So it's important to note when a country raises tariffs, they can't just raise tariffs on one country. They have to raise tariffs on all countries, but that doesn't mean that the rise in tariffs has to be equal. To explain, while Trump initially raised tariffs against China by 60%, he raised tariffs against Mexico by 100%. So as you can see, they're not equal, but he does have to do that to kind of equal out and balance the economy. Some of the direct influence on tariff policy. So generational change from millennials to Gen Z or from Gen X to Gen Z has not directly driven the setting of tariffs, because tariff policy remains largely in hands of political leaders, such as our president right now, most of whom are from Gen X. Gen Z and millennials currently hold minimal direct political or economic power to set policies, with Gen Z accounting for only 3.7% of overall societal power as of 2021. So it could have grown from, you know, now, but Gen Z and millennials don't have as much power as Gen X has right now, which is important to note in this economy because, again, we are doing this podcast to see how each generation has changed their views, and those views affect on how our economy is performing.
This is also a little sneak. That was also a little sneak peek into next episode when we talk about the generational changes.
Yes. That is
generational. Yeah.
So now we're going to go into kind of getting into how inflation has affected our economy. Because, you know, we all now have known that, you know, inflation is a big thing, not just from the past 4 years, but honestly the past 20 years.
Yeah, so what is inflation? People don't know what it is. We've said this a lot, but really people don't know anything about the economy. Yeah. I didn't know anything about the economy, so you know, it is what it is. Inflation, it's a sustained increase in the general price level of goods and services in the economy over a period of time. For instance, if the same things in your shopping basket cost $100 last year, and now you go and you buy those same things again this year, and they're $105, at a very basic level of understanding, that is inflation.
Mm-hmm.
That's as simple as I can explain it. So, you know, gas, if you notice how they fluctuate a lot, like, say, a couple weeks ago, gas was $3.59, and now this week, they're $3.86. That would be inflation.
Yes.
So for, like, some possible causes for inflation, from a very neutral standpoint, again, this is from research that I have done. This is not my personal opinion. This is research. Inflation can be caused by the president's actions and the tools the Federal Reserve uses, but generally, each entity takes action to combat it rather than increase its rate. However, if it appears the inflation rate might drop below the Fed's target rate, it can implement policies to increase inflation. This, and keep in mind, I got from the Federal Reserve website. Okay, this is not from like some shady website or anything. This literally is from the Federal Reserve's website. So if that is a little of an iffy subject for you, take it up with them. I'm just
the relaying the flat.
Right,
the
I'm the messenger.
I'm the middleman.
Okay. Moving on, let's talk about Biden's loan forgiveness, because that also has to do with money.
Yes. So, as you guys know, or might not know, Biden had set a student loan forgiveness in 2022 that relied on higher education relief opportunities for students.
Also called HEROES.
Yes.
I love that name.
Which the Secretary of Education had also said alleviates the hardship that the federal student loan recipients may suffer as a result of national emergencies. He argued that the coronavirus outbreak was the national emergency. So, as you guys know, and probably are still experiencing the effects of COVID-19, really affected all of us and really affected the economy. So they wanted to kind of alleviate and kind of set relief off of these, you know, struggling families with the student loan forgiveness policy or the HEROES Act. His public service loan forgiveness program forgives the remaining balance on your federal student loans after 120 payments working full time for federal, state, tribal, or local government. So essentially what it's saying is you had to have made a certain amount of payments in order for your loan to be forgived, but it still helped many, many Americans who were struggling during that COVID-19 crisis.
Yeah, I know on this topic I can't necessarily discuss my experience with it, even though it's literally in our script. Talk about your experiences with it. They got rid of that the moment Trump started his second
thing. So unfortunately, it's still not a thing.
Right. I will not be able to experience that tax relief. Because I know, at least for me, my mom makes around $100,000 a year. I ain't getting no funding, no money, no financial help when it comes to college and stuff like that. So it may become a situation where I do have to get a loan, even though, Lord knows, I will do everything that I can not to get one.
See, those scholarships and grants right? are going to help you.
You know, the honors program.
you know,
try to get like a quarter ride, maybe.
Yes, like even the $500, $1,000, it all helps, in the end.
Even if it's $50, it'll go towards maybe a pencil,
a book, you know, you never know.
But yeah, I mean, I don't really have much experience with that. Inflation, I do have experience with inflation. Okay.
Yes.
Gas, I'd be looking around. I will prolong it as long as possible. I literally, the other day, I was looking at gas, and one gas station was $2.97, but the other one was $2.96.
Yes.
You know that 1 cent makes a huge difference.
Yes.
That is the difference between $80 and $60. So, you know, we went over to the $2.96.
Yes. And I, again, have experienced it now since we are both working girls in this economy.
Yep.
We are not used to looking at the prices. We're used to just taking things off shelves and just having our parents buy them. But now we are looking at the prices and we're looking at, wait a minute, it's $4 for a bag of chocolate chips. Don't know if I can get that with this paycheck. Or wait a minute, it's $2.96 for a gallon of gas.
Right. I definitely,
maybe I can wait it off until next week.
Right. I definitely find myself paying more attention, like when I go grocery shopping, because a little bit about myself. I'm a baker and a cooker.
Yes.
I love doing it. It's my favorite. Honestly, I'm so calm in the kitchen when I'm cooking or baking and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I am a feminist. Don't, like, I already know people are going to be like, oh, belong in the kitchen, whatever. Especially for one of our upcoming episodes.
Yes.
This is just a hobby of mine. I love cooking. I love seeing people's faces when they eat my food.
Yes.
And they like it. And I always ask, what can I do better? What can I do to make it better? Also, it's a very useful skill that, you know, since DoorDash, people are like, oh, cooking, who's she?
Yeah, who needs that?
So definitely back on topic, when I go to the store, I find myself looking at the prices. Like, I think the other day, instead of getting normal all-purpose flour, I got wheat flour because it was $3 cheaper than the all-purpose flour. So I will look and I'll be in the store and I'll say, okay, this is what I need, but is there a cheaper option?
Yes. It may not taste as good, but at the end of the day,
my bank account thanks me.
Yes.
I think we experienced that the other day in the store when we were getting stuff for cookies.
Yes, we were both looking at the prices of, what was it, brown sugar?
Yeah.
And trying to look for the cheaper option.
It was a tag team effort. She started on one end, I started on the other. Okay,
and we met in the middle.
Right. Which is the cheapest option?
We're over here comparing brown sugars in the aisle.
Like, holding it up, being like, okay, this brown sugar's pretty big, but it's not big enough, and it's, but it's $7. This one's bigger. It's only $2.
Exactly. So that doesn't sound as bad.
Yeah.
And by the end, our bank accounts probably were crying. But you know, whenever you go to Target, that's how that goes.
Girl, you didn't even spend $100. I spent over,
I spent like 90, okay?
I spent $153.
Yeah. So her bank account was probably crying a little more than mine.
Yes. Tariffs, all I know is that the market crashed. Now my mom's afraid she's going to lose her job. That's the usual thing.
Yeah, like, you know, another Tuesday in America, you know. Worried if you're going to be able to, you know, go to work tomorrow. But, you know,
yeah,
we wake up and
but we're also, our country's, like, we're so service-based when it comes to working. Like, majority of it is customer service.
And, it is, yes.
Serving people. And that's just one of the things that comes with having an economy where the backbone is the service industry. You really do worry if you'll wake up next week and still have a job.
Yes.
Tariffs. Right, I just talked about tariffs. Oh my god. GDP. GDP, like I said before this episode, I didn't know about it.
I didn't either. I'm honestly learning as we are all learning as a,
yes,
as a class, you know, as, yeah, we go.
A very sad fact. I was also, as I was researching this episode, I was also taking a summer class on personal finances, economics, and we were learning about GDP. I did not retain any of that knowledge.
Nope. See, I took it sophomore year. It did not stick in my head.
Yep. It, you know what? I barely passed the WISE test with a 60, I think it was like a 65. Maybe. I just barely passed by a couple points, but I'm not mad about it because you know what?
We passed. It's C's get degrees. That's yep. My book. But yes, getting back on subject with the GDP, we have not experienced it ourselves yet since we are so young.
But we have contributed to it.
Yes, we have contributed 100% since, you know.
We are part of the consumers.
Yes, since 2-3 years ago, you know, we're working girls, like we said, and
but we've also think about it when we buy things, like when you get like birthday money or Christmas money, like we, I guess in a way we've always contributed to the GDP, even if we didn't realize it, or when we got haircuts, you know,
even if we weren't the ones paying for it, we somehow contributed to the GDP.
So I guess we have more experience than we originally thought.
Yes.
I think. Is that it for part one?
I think it is.
Well, then next time we'll be going over debt. Part two of capital, of debt with a capital D. So, as for now, thank you so much for listening to Spilling the Tea on Politics. Again, I'm Riley.
And I'm Maya.
We're here to steep the facts
and spill the politics.
See you next cup.